Hi, this is Tony Fanica at Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Karen Miller, the CEO of Sanlam Individual Life. Karen, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Tony.
Karen, we're talking about the reason for existence of insurance, and that's the payment of claims, and especially with Sanlam recently releasing some of the claim statistics. So I think we can start by just you giving us a little bit of an update of the highlights of the claims, or maybe just the main points of your claim statistics that you found.
Tony, I'm quite glad that you start with saying that we're talking about the reason for existence for insurance, because ultimately we as insurers are there to help people when they need it most. So we are quite proud to state that in 2018 we've paid out more than 3.9 billion rand worth of claims, and specifically because this means that in more than 12,000 instances we were able to help somebody or a family when they were at their most vulnerable. So these claims are predominantly in respect of life insurance claims, so where somebody unfortunately passed away. That's about 83% of our claims, or 3.2 billion. The rest is made up of 329 million rands worth of income claims and just over 320 million rands worth of trauma and injury claims. Now, you asked me what were some of the interesting findings in some of these claim stats, and I think that one of the big talking points in these claim stats sits in the burden of disease for some of the big diseases like cardiovascular diseases. And the cardiovascular disease at the moment still accounts for 25% of our life cover claims. And I think this is an important thing for us to notice as South Africans, how big this burden of disease is for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. While you're talking about the cardiovascular disease, I saw in the release that your chief medical officer, Dr. Morkel, spoke about the cardiovascular disease. And this is, to a large extent, actually a preventable disease.
I think it's one of the things that we talk about a lot in the business, and Dr. Morkel is one of the proponents of it, to say that yes, there are aspects of disease that is genetic, and there's aspects of disease that are environmental. But a lot of it is driven through our lifestyle and our behavior. And we talk a lot about the effect of obesity on us as South Africans. In our research, we also look at the Heart Foundation's research. And in their annual report, they mentioned that 18% of deaths in South Africa are caused by heart disease and strokes. That is 225 fatalities a day. The Heart Foundation also talks about 10 adults suffering a stroke every hour. So as South Africans, I think we've got a big job to do to look after our health and see how can we get ourselves into a better space from a wellness perspective.
Yes, yes. Now, Sanlam does this, you look at your statistics, obviously continuously, but every year sort of releases sort of a broader perspective on it. Was there anything this year that bucked the trend from previous years?
I think the one thing, and maybe I won't necessarily say it bucked the trend, because I think it's something that we started to see coming, and this year it moved into the category, and that is the impact of cancer in our disability claims. Last year, cancer was not the biggest contributor to disability claims. it was the biggest contributor in a couple of other places, and many of us started to see the very big impact of cancer in as a burden of disease. But this year, it's actually the biggest claim reason for disability claims as well. And that is quite an interesting finding out of our claim statistics.
Mm-hmm. So when we look at disability claims specifically and the causes there, what would be the disability that is caused by cancer most of the time? Or is there not sort of, can you not generalize?
No, that's unfortunately not something that one can generalize in that way.
Okay, so it's quite varied.
It's quite varied.
Okay, so Karen, then, just to close off, these statistics, what do you do with the findings and the lessons that you learn from this?
One of the findings and the lessons that we learn is we try to talk to the market, work with organizations like Cancer, and see how can we also help spread a message of and educate people around the impact of lifestyle on them, and not just the impact of lifestyle in terms of our claims, but what does that mean for them and their families should a significant life event like this happen. Mm-hmm. So one of the main things is education, and I think thank you for having this conversation, because that helps with the education for people. But then also for us to make sure that the solutions that we have are relevant to our clients, not just at the moment, but into the long term, we think about these things and think about how do we address how we assess claims, how do we address changes to products in the long term. Obviously, if you have a solution with us with a certain set of conditions, those will always be honored. But we have to think with, as our lives change and we are exposed to different things and new diseases, new diagnostics, changes in the medical environment come up, we need to think about, but what's the impact of that in our clients, not just today and tomorrow, but 10, 20 or 30 years down the line when they will suffer this condition potentially. And that's one of the leading indicators for us to think about and look at our statistics in this way.
Yeah, so my deduction from that is then that the financial advisors will also play a big role in terms of understanding these statistics and knowing how that affects their clients potentially into the future and the products that they're selling them, how they provide them with risk cover into the future.
Absolutely. And I think it also highlights to people that when I'm diagnosed with a severe illness like cancer, there is different solutions and different needs for this. It is not only to think about life cover and that we need to cover our clients for should they die, but we have to think about all the other things. As people live longer, it doesn't mean the burden of disease is necessarily less. So people might have severe financial consequences to their families if they do not have the right cover and broad enough cover in place. And for this, our financial planners and intermediaries are absolutely essential in helping people with a proper financial plan.
Yeah. Karen, thank you very much for those insights. And I'm looking forward to speaking to you again soon in the near future.
Thank you. And I think that the one thing that I would just like to add is that even though we look at the statistics in this way, when life happens to a client with a family, they are never just a statistic. They are an individual with a specific burden of disease. So we really want to understand that and stress that, that looking at statistics doesn't change our clients into statistics for us.
Absolutely. I mean, a claims payment doesn't solve the problem. It's just to make working with it a bit easier.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Karen, and hope you have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Tony. Absolute pleasure.
Thanks, Karen. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.